We're beginning the book Kol HaNivuah by Rav HaNazir, Rosh Davar. Number one. He begins with a pasuk in Tehillim. Kavo kiviti Hashem. I have great hopes for Hashem. Vayet elai, and Hashem does turn to me. Vayishma shavati. He hears my calling. Vayiten b'fi shir chadash. And so Hashem gave me a new song. Tehillah lelokeinu. I give praise to our God. Yiru rabim v'yirau v'yivtechu b'Hashem. When the masses see how Hashem has helped me, they too become God-fearing people and put their faith in Hashem. Oznayim karitali, Hashem, you've hearkened your ears to me. As amarti inevati b'mgilat sefer katuv alai. Then I said, oh, I've come. Hashem has already wrote my story. That's David HaMelech. And now, with that introduction, says Rav HaNazir. Ha-higayon ha-ivri, Jewish logic, shim'ihu. It is something you learn. It is something that's taught. Lo iyuni. It does not stem from a person's deep philosophical thoughts. There's tradition. It's not what you think it is necessarily. It's what you learn it is. Akusti. It is heard. Lo intuitivi. It is not your intuition which creates Jewish logic. Histakluti. You think I'll look at the world and I'll figure out what the Torah has to teach me. Wrong. The Torah teaches you. And Hebrew logic, says Rav HaNazir, is tradition. You learn it. Based on what you learn how to see reality, you learn how to view the world. You don't say, let me look at the world and now I'll know what the Torah wants to say. You say, let me learn the tradition in the Torah and I'll understand the world I'm seeing. Klal gadol ze, this great rule that our logic does not stem from delving into myself. And that is a big difference between what Torah teaches and what the world does. Very often you see people who want to teach things and they're basically expressing their own philosophy as the Torah. And we try to work to hear what is the Torah telling us. It's not what do I see in Torah, it's what's the Torah teaching me.
You're saying that even from within the Jewish world, that instead of teaching from the sources directly and then using ideas to enhance its understanding, you're skipping the sort of people, a lot of people will skip, or some people will skip the original source state? What's that?
I'm saying here. There's a big danger when one learns that a person will project their own thoughts, philosophies, biases, and present them as Torah. Okay. Torah is naseh v'nishma. Torah is, tell me what you want from me, Ribon Shom. You teach me. I'm coming to learn. I don't have to talk. I have to listen. If I'm approaching the Torah with preconceptions, so then I'm limiting the Torah. The more I'm willing to hear what Torah teaches, the more I will accept true Torah. The more I allow my biases to limit the Torah, the less I'm hearing the Torah, the more I'm hearing myself.
So an example being, if you want to approach Torah from a modern feminist perspective,
okay, right?
Then you're limiting what the Torah is actually saying because right. You're trying to fit it into the box of your modern right. Feminist perspective.
Right. So he says, Jewish logic, and I don't know why he calls it Ivri, perhaps because he wants to connect it to Avraham HaIvri, is Shim'i, listen to it. It doesn't begin with your mind. It begins with listening to tradition. Later on, you'll look at the world and see its applications. But you can't begin with, like you gave an example, with your concepts of what you think the world should be like. Every generation has their concepts, and they keep changing. I mean, today we view what people did 200 years ago as criminal. They'd view what we're doing today as foolish. The world keeps changing. Now the world is in the pendulum is swinging the other way now. People are becoming, Sharia law is okay. It's fine if they tell their wives to cover themselves, and it's fine if they hold it's okay to be violent against their wives, and suddenly the pendulum is swinging in the other direction. Part of liberalism is now to accept, call it dictators, call it to accept, all kinds of things are becoming acceptable in the world now. Klal gadol ze hakovet chunat chokma ivrit, says Rav Hanazir, this tremendous rule which defines for us Hebrew wisdom, v'anoten mafteach l'ruach hasod ha'ivri, that is the key, if you want to understand the secrets of the Jewish people's Torah. Nitan l'da l'odea u'l'oda b'mikcoa mada'i chadash meduyak talmud ha'gion ha'shimi ha'ivri. You can make it known by developing a new science. Let's learn the traditional Hebrew logic. If it's logic, why do I need tradition? You do need tradition. Rav Hanazir says that's exactly the point. Hamitchalek l'shnayim lefi tavnit ha'higayon v'rucho. It gets divided into two. There is ha'higayon ha'shini ha'klali anatun b'midot shmen ato ha'nidreshet. There's the logic, the general logic, which is the systems which we use to analyze Torah. Ba'ashvah le'higayon ha'maravi ha'yoni ha'yvani v'hastoi v'higayon ha'chadash. Now this is in contradistinction with the Western logic, which is very focused on a system that we experiment, we verify, we look into things. This goes back to the Greek method. And now you have the new form, Ha'igayon Hashim'i HaSodi HaNatun B'Svot HaChokhma HaPnimit HaIvrit BeYisrael. There is another level of logic, which is the secrets of Torah, which is part of the Kabbalistic concepts which the Jewish people have held within themselves all along. He spends the next paragraph going into the evolvement of Greek philosophy, Argonon, etc. I don't know that we need to go into that. He goes into Spanish philosophy. He goes into Western philosophy. I'm just not sure we have to spend the time going into how he breaks down the analysis of their system.
Overall point, possibly to discuss the concepts that he opens up with, the utterances of the nations. You know, that this is one utterance, this is the utterance of this nation, this is the utterance that nation, this nation heard in order...
No, his point is, what systems are there in the world? Is there a system that stresses the human mind, which was the Greek system, that said, the way you think it is, that's what's right. So if they thought that there were all kinds they decided that whatever made sense to them must be the way the world runs. If you think so, so then that must be true. And then that evolved into a better form of philosophy, which works with the system. It's not just what you think. But even that was very limited. And then you go into the Spanish system, which gives a tremendous... I say Spanish, he says Sfaradi. He doesn't only mean Spanish, he means more like we call the Eastern, in Judaism, Mizrahi. He's not talking specifically Spain. He means Spain, Morocco. Okay. He means what we call Sfaradi. There, they had a great value for logic, but it only works with Western logic, scholastic logic. That's going to work. That's like the system the Rambam used, which is experimentation. Let me see what I can figure out. Let's debate. Let's try to convince one another where the truth lies. But it's all working from within the human mind. What can I figure out? The truth might be completely different. You look at a watch, and I'm going to tell you there are a bunch of little men in there that keep moving the gears. One day you'll open the watch, you'll see there are a bunch of little men, they're all working to move the gears, and you're going to argue and say, no, it can't be little men, because what do they eat? It must be little mice. And now we're going to have a debate, but we're both wrong, but it doesn't matter, because until you open the watch, you don't know. He's going to say it's demons because mice also have to eat. Now, he seems right. He's saying there are a bunch of little demons that make my watch work, because otherwise, what would, how would it work, right? It's like my grandparents told me that they were once invited to see a television. And the first time they saw a television, they went looking to see where are all those little people in the box? Where are they coming in and going out, right? They see a screen. Imagine, you never saw a television before. I mean, my grandparents were on horse and buggy. My grandparents lived in the day and age where they went on horse and buggy and they drew water from the well. They didn't have running water in their house. So the first time they saw television, they couldn't figure out where are all those little people. Now, you could have all kinds of theories. How you get all those little people in the box? How you feed them? What goes on, right? But all the theories are wrong. And so that's what the Rava Nazir is writing. These systems are very nice, but that doesn't make them right.
Fast forwarding to today, where any information on in the Masi level is out there, you can figure out how every single thing works, how anything. Yet the real,
as far as science knows,
I'm saying as far as science knows. However, the what's making me depressed. You could say, well, when you're depressed, these neurotransmitters are being released, but that's not answering why am I depressed. Where do you find those answers?
But it goes more than that. We don't know what makes every atom tick. We're studying quantum physics, but at the end of the day, what is that energy? Where does that energy come from? Meaning, we're always figuring out what exists, but where it comes from, we have a very hard time understanding. What makes the atom move? All the energy that's within an atom, where's that coming from? Coming back to Rava Nazir, our system comes from a different source. It comes from prophecy. We're tapping into something else. We're not starting from our own minds. When we speak about tradition, so we're talking about reconnecting to Hashem's revelation to the world. And then when we use the system that Chazal taught us, the laws of derivation, when we use the systems we have on tradition, it seems comparable to the Greek system because there's a logic there in the laws of derivation. However, our starting point, our basis, is completely different. We have a continuum. Science contradicts. Science keeps evolving and saying that was wrong. Right? The scientific method today completely disagrees with Aristotle, with Plato. We have so many things that what science does is it breaks away from tradition. It says, now I understand, they got it all wrong. We work the exact opposite. We're evolving with the logic, but the logic is trying to figure out what was taught, and what was taught is a direct line. It's nivu'i, it's prophecy. So, We read the first four paragraphs.